Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, reporting from Calcutta, India, for this special edition of Naked Neuroscience, in which I took to the skies, travelling 5,000 miles southeast from London to descend in northern India off the Bay of Bengal. Calcutta is home to at least 15 million people, a dusty, hot, chaotic sprawl, with the air hazy thick with particulate matter, hanging amongst wafts of Cora, Dal and Jostic, and alongside the sounds of congested traffic. In this episode, we'll be meeting the man from Bengal who, inspired by what he saw whilst working for over 50 years in the UK National Health Service, raised millions of pounds to set up a neuroscience hospital and research facility back in his homeland of India.
Well, I was very ambitious and I wanted to be somebody. Whenever I got a chance to go to school, I went to school, so therefore it was only upward move and also determination.
We'll attend the Institute of Neuroscience Calcutta inaugural symposium celebrating this feat with a grand opening by His Excellency, the President of India. And we'll speak with some of the patients being treated here. All to come. First up, I arrived at the Institute's 10-storey, 150-bed hospital, situated in Calcutta's equivalent to Mayfair, London. Chaotic excitement permeated as the surrounding roads prepared to close in lieu of His Excellency the President of India's imminent arrival to open the inaugural ceremony.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honourable President of India, Shri Pranab Mukherjee, will now address the gathering.
It's indeed a very happy occasion for me to inaugurate the Institute of Neuroscience, which is a state-of-the-art facility for neurology, neuroscience, neurorehabilitation, and neuropsychiatry. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, neuroscience is one of the important disciplines. Globally, about 1 billion people.
The President emphasised the global impact of disorders of the nervous system, highlighting both the devastating personal and economic burdens of disorders such as Parkinson's, depression and epilepsy in India and across the globe. He stressed how dedicated research and care is necessary to help improve people's lives, like the work occurring at this institute in Calcutta.
I hope that your institution would lead by example and infuse the higher objective of selfless service to society in the rest. I once again compliment everyone associated with this noble venture and wish them very best for the future. Let me conclude in the words of Mahatma Gandhi, I quote, "A small body of determined spirits fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission can alter the course of history," unquote. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.